Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Parties.
Oh.
Just like snow parties.
But better.
But better.
But better.
But better.
Because snow parties, you generally gonna be all right.
Yeah.
Hurricane party, you might be partying with the last people you see.
You might be.
You running out of ice. If you've never drank hot mixed beverages before, because it's been days. I'm not talking before the storm.
No.
Hurricane party.
Oh, during the storm, you're okay. During the storm, you're okay too, because your ice is still cold.
Your
yo.
Ice is still cold. You still got food. I'm talking a couple days. The fridge has been out of power.
Doesn't work. Okay. Unless you know somebody with that backup generator, and you're at his house, hopefully.
You're at his house, hopefully, or her house.
Her house. We're at that house that has that backup generator.
Hurricane parties are the funnest, scariest, saddest, most resourceful things you've ever been to, because you're just pulling together and keeping it together and hanging on by a thread. But you know what? You're drinking the most.
Yeah.
You're drinking the most.
You're doing the damn thing.
Hot beverages. Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, we talk weather.
Weather?
The restaurant industry, just like a picnic, can get bullied by the weather. No bigger bully says, meet me at the flagpole for a beatdown like a storm. In this episode of the Modern Waiter Podcast, let's look at how we weather the storms in the business. But first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny Davila.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
When you go to work, you want to make money.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that causes a restaurant to be slow?
Well, like we're talking about in the show, weather.
Well, besides that, we get into that.
You know, time of year.
I give you seasonal.
Yeah, seasonal, absolutely, because we're in South Florida.
Yeah.
So time of year, you also have, I don't know, I mean,
to like be events.
To us, our biggest, yeah, events.
You know, if there's an event that doesn't complement what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be slow.
Absolutely.
For instance, If there's a concert nearby.
That makes perfect sense.
If there is a game.
Absolutely.
And you're not a sports
football
bar.
Football season, yeah. Exactly. Well, and that's huge. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a boon if you're
it's great. It goes both ways.
It goes both ways. So it just depends on where you are, what your location is.
School.
School. Yeah. Oh, man. That first week of school.
We're in the middle of that right now. Think about that. I mean, for restaurants, especially where we're at in South Florida,
mm-hmm.
you know, schools goes back and it's just the day. It's 2 days after Labor Day,
mm-hmm.
and you feel it.
This ferocious, is ferocious, bro.
You feel it all of the month of September because people, and it's not just our schools actually start a little bit earlier.
Yes,
but it's not just our schools. All schools start usually if in the whole country.
Yeah,
you know, the day after
Labor Day. Yeah, that's
so
when
that whole
the
month,
bell rings.
Yeah, I think everybody feels that. I mean, across the board, even like the best time for me to go to Disney is this month.
Mm.
Like if you want to go like to the theme parks and Orlando
until you
and stuff.
Get out of school.
Yeah, I mean it depends on the we know when it is.
Oh come on, bro.
Well, my birthday's this month, so I usually go on my birthday.
Okay.
So, but in general, I've gone because of that reason.
True. What about certain holidays?
Mm-hmm.
Certain holidays just don't lend itself to
absolutely.
You know, to being a busy restaurant day.
Yeah.
We talking Super Bowl.
Oh, absolutely.
We're talking the outdoor ones, like July
4th.
4th of July, yeah.
It's pretty slow. I mean, because now, even if you're on the beach, a lot of people are grilling and stuff like that. So it doesn't lend its hand to help you out.
Christmas.
Christmas is actually for my restaurant, if you're open.
Yeah, but
Christmas is one of those holidays. If you're open, you're busy. If you're open. Because most stuff is closed.
Yes. If you're open and depends on the location.
Absolutely.
You're open because you're on the beach, a la tourists are there, they got to eat.
Exactly.
You know, people still on vacation, they got to eat.
Mm-hmm.
They
go or families coming in town or
families
whatever.
Coming in
and
town
you don't want to cook
like
and you want to do this and a third. But up north, the average bar is going to be closed. Now, what happens, I know on Christmas up north, is the bar will open after a certain time, like 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock.
On Christmas?
And then, yeah, and then they're busy at that night shift.
Man.
People need to drink after they deal with their family all day.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Certain days of the week, like Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Monday, Tuesday.
It depends. I mean, I don't work those days, but yes. I mean, that's one of the reasons I don't work those days, because they're the slower days of the week. But at the same time, I know people that love those days because they make good money because, A, you're running with smaller staff.
Mm-hmm.
B, you're, you know, it, because it is less busy, you can make more aggressive cuts, so your closers make more money.
True. For the most part, all of those are somewhat predictable.
Yes.
Let's talk about the weather. It's somewhat predictable, but not really.
It's exactly. You, especially here, you know a storm can come and go just as fast as a blink of an eye.
We play chicken with storms.
Yes.
Is it going to turn? Is it going to come? Is it going to come today? Is it going to come two days from now? You know, they can stall out. They can switch. They can turn. Were you here, Don?
And he's talking about big storms right now.
We're talking big storm. Did you live down here when the storm made a comeback? It looped around. It looped around. It made like a circle, a U-turn, if you will. It missed us and then came back and said
and snacked us around a little
bit.
I don't know if I was here for
you
that.
May
one.
Not, I was still living in Hollywood. It was about like 2005 or something like that.
That was right before I came.
Okay.
And that might have been, what big storm was that? It was a big storm. I remember it was around this time of year,
too. It was a busy season, and we had like one, two, three in a row, and the third one just kind of went, whew.
And I remember the name of the storm, too, and I can't remember.
It was a man's name.
Yes.
Okay. And anyway, let's start with the smaller weather conditions that would affect our beloved restaurants.
Yes.
Rain.
Rain. Snow.
Snow. Precipitation.
Yeah.
Well, with rain here.
And it depends on if you're coming, you know, because there's a lot of outdoor seating here.
Yes.
Which is one of the things that saved us during COVID and all those other things.
And that's the good and the bad
when
it comes to rain.
Absolutely. So if you're covered, you know, you don't really feel the effects as much. Unless it's sliding through and it coming in sideways, then you're still going to kind of feel it. And you make adjustments accordingly. But...
And it depends on how people get to you as well.
Absolutely.
If they're covered getting to you, you might slow down a little bit, but it's okay.
For the most part, you're okay, yeah.
Yeah. But if they got to walk butt naked.
Through the rain.
Through the rain to get to you, they ain't coming.
Oh, it's hard.
They ain't coming.
Unless they're already there, like the rain was coming to them as they were driving, then they're pot committed.
Yeah.
But if they're, if it's pouring at home, and what kind of sucks is it can be pouring at home and not raining on the beach or wherever you're
True.
At. So that's what's crazy about here as well.
For those of you who've never really lived in South Florida, when I lived up north, when it rains, it rains. It rains everywhere, and it rains all day or part of the day. So, you know, but you're going to travel sometime, and it's still going to be raining.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it could rain in a neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
It could rain in a neighborhood, no problem.
I've literally been at your old job, the job I'm still at, and seen it rain across the street.
Oh, yeah.
Pouring, like.
It can rain across the street.
Across the street, and we're in the sun.
Yeah. It's the strangest thing, where you could be on the beach, and it'd be beautiful, and you go home, and you say, what happened here? The
like,
streets are wet.
Wet.
Crushed.
Crushed. Like, leaves on the ground, branches, like, the wind was howling, like...
When I first moved here, I got suckered like that a couple times, because I lived in Hollywood, so it's a little bit further away, and I would say, oh, man, I'm putting them on my jeans, I'm going towards the beach, and I'm overdressed.
Yeah.
I got jeans on. What's going on? I thought it was raining.
They got you.
Got me.
Got you.
So the rain is kind of like an odd one.
Yeah.
It doesn't... necessarily stop the faint of heart. Same as snow.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop the faint of heart.
No, actually, snow brings people to bars. It might, and your restaurant itself like might be slow, but I always found that when, especially up north when I was working and I was bartending, when the restaurant would be dead, when people, you know, they hear about the snowstorm coming, but my bar would be packed. Okay, like it was almost like it was a reason for everybody to come in and have a drink for some reason.
Because you ain't packing up the kids to go no restaurant.
They're staying home.
Yeah,
okay?
They're getting takeout. They're getting that one pizza.
Yeah, you're going exactly. You're getting takeout. So you're going, and I worked at a spot called Pizzeria Uno's back in the day. And I was a bartender there, and they would just come in, and like they would get takeout, sit by the bar, have a couple of drinks while their food was making, and it would be a steady flow of people doing these kind of things.
Yes. Now let's step it up to the storms,
yeah.
Like the thunderstorms. That'll slow you down.
That's anywhere too.
You get a thunderstorm, you're gonna be dead.
Yeah.
But the restaurant ain't trying to close though.
No. They're not having it again. They're open. No.
It's hard to close a restaurant.
Yeah. You could have a hurricane coming.
Okay? Oh, they'll wait to the last second.
The last second. Yeah. You'd be like, are we going to like put up shutters?
Oh, wait, we'll get to that. We're on the thunderstorm so far. We're on the thunderstorm. But no BS, man. There's nothing to do.
There's nothing to do.
And, it's going to be, they might cut a couple people.
Oh, yeah, they'll make some, I mean, depending on where you're at, they'll make cuts accordingly, but... There's still people. Not everybody's leaving.
Everybody's leaving. They ain't shutting down.
They ain't shutting down.
Yo. It's, and they're the most ignorantly optimistic people ever. The weatherman would be like, yo, it's fitting to rain, thunderstorm.
All through the night.
It's going to clear up at 9:30. Hey, we close at 10.
Exactly. Like,
what are you holding on for? Oh, no, we'll get a rush.
We'll get that pop.
We expect
them to run out the door at 9:30 and be there by 10. That makes no sense.
You expect the weatherman to be right?
Exactly. Yo. Let's talk about that.
They ain't there. Wow. Never right. Still got a job.
Yo, best job security on the planet.
Best job
you
security.
You would have to literally completely botch it all the way across the board, and they would still give you another chance.
There's no botching it. What are you going to get wrong? You just say it's the weather.
You just say it's
50-50. No one holds you accountable.
Yo, 50-50, you're always okay. Okay? Yeah. If you just say it's a 50% chance that the world is going to explode, you will have a job if it doesn't.
it's so odd. There's no accountability. And you're going to really predict for a whole region? It rains somewhere. It's exactly. Sunny somewhere. There's clouds somewhere.
That's what I mean by 50. It's 50% chance that it's going to rain somewhere. So you are 100% right because it rains somewhere.
It's like in Bad Boys, my shit always works sometimes. Yeah, the thunderstorm is a rough one.
Yeah.
Now you're getting into where the restaurant's not going to close, and if you're the one that's scheduled to close that day, you ain't making nothing but $25, you know, and you made that when you first came in, and it's a long day, they're not closing early.
Oh, it's killing you.
They got that greedy optimism.
Yeah, and then whoever else is in there, the people like inside, because usually, you know, depending on where you're at in the restaurant, it's the premium section that closes, so... If your inside is not the premium section and they're making money and then you're outside and you're like,
you just watching them make money.
Yeah, you're on fire.
And then they leave you.
Then they leave you
to clean up like Cinderella.
Yeah. Oh man.
Now, a sneaky one is when it's windy.
Windy or cold? I was about to say cold.
Yes.
Because we don't get cold like. Because like we said, we are South Florida, so...
We can get cold. We
don't get extreme cold. But I'm saying...
Unexpected cold.
A month out the year that we get those cold days, because we're inside, outside, and that hinders business.
And sometimes... We worked at your job for years without any heating.
There's no heat right now.
There was no heating. I thought they pumped some heat into that place.
The red light district had the heat. Remember, and that was
But they changed the AC system.
Oh, yeah. Inside there's heat now,
Come on, bro.
I think inside has heat now,
Heat now. But there was no heat inside or out. And people didn't believe me when I said it's warmer outside. Like, we want to sit inside. No, you don't.
It's cold.
It's cold inside. It's colder inside.
Now, because it's colder outside. So the AC is actually working like it should be working.
Yo, they. So wind
is huge.
Wind
here
is problematic because, again, we're inside outside.
And it could be beautiful out, but the wind will, you know, it's blowing lettuce off the table. It's
blowing your salad away.
Yes.
Where you can't even bring a tray of drinks without your tray flipping.
You're like, you're holding on for dear life.
It's like, and you're looking at them like, what are you doing here? Why are you here? The patio, look at you. You can't even hear anything. All you hear is like, your hair's blowing. Get your ass inside.
Go inside.
Go inside. I don't want to be out here.
So why are you out here?
That's the worst part.
Yeah.
It's when they want to sit where you don't even want to be.
Yes.
I know it's my section. Thank you for being here. I don't want even want to be here.
Yeah.
You're keeping me here.
You just slow down the process.
I could have been cut.
Yeah.
But you proved this retarded. You proved this retarded manager right. And you kept me. And you was going to sit here. And then you're going to sit here. And then
and
you
it's
go,
at one table too.
And then you go, can we move? After you took them, you rang them in, and then they're like,
"Oh, you're on fire too." You got the big. It's like the big red face on the emoji with the horns
yes.
coming out. Yeah, you're on
you're
fire.
You're staring at them like, you now you want to move.
Now you want to move.
Now you want to move. You walked here. You could barely. You walked here sideways in the wind. You sat
your
in the
wind. Your umbrella broke. Okay.
Yo, the wind crapped on your umbrella. It's now inside out.
How many umbrellas have you broke?
Huh?
How many umbrellas you broke before you bought the nice one?
Listen, I had to stop. Okay, in New York, I owned umbrellas. When you come down here, you can't use no New York umbrella down here because they're too small. It rains sideways down mm-hmm. here, and the wind will pick up in no time.
Yeah, you're like okay? Mary Poppins.
A big time. It just eats up umbrellas.
Mm-hmm.
So I just stopped using them. I was like, I'm going to be wet. And then I was like, yeah, I can't be. I was soaked one day walking to work. And I only walked from I parked on the street.
Yeah.
And I walked up.
Oh, that's not that bad.
It's not bad of a walk. But when it's raining
you're
going to be late.
Yo, you are soaking wet.
I was soaked to the bone. I was like, I need me an umbrella. And so I bought the good umbrella, the nice big golf umbrella with the pass-through.
Yes.
With the wind picks up,
yes.
It just kind of blows right through that
little
thing. I have
one too now. I love
thing.
It, yeah.
It's
amazing.
Yo, I keep it in my car like it's a Bentley. I keep it right in this passenger sidewall right there. And it's come in handy. I just
it's
flip
wild.
That thing out. It's like a 2-3 person umbrella.
Yeah, it's
big.
Nice.
Yes.
It's nice.
And you need that for when it comes in sideways, you're
mm-hmm.
protected.
You can drop it down a little bit.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, so, and I still have a crappy umbrella for, like, somebody else, you know? Like, when me and Munza and I went to Happy Hour one day,
mm-hmm.
he wanna, you know, share an umbrella. I was like, okay, have this one.
I got this one.
Yeah, no problem, bro. No problem. Yeah, the wind is sneaky. You guys,
the wind can be just as bad as, or worse than the rain sometimes.
I think so, because we broke so many globes.
Oh, so many.
So many lamps
yes.
just blowing off the table.
Blowing right off the table.
Ching, ching, ching. You know, the window cleared, the patio off.
Quick for you.
Yeah. So that'll really crush some things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, extreme temperatures.
Oh, yeah.
Generally, we know how to deal with the heat. You know, sometimes there's our misters.
Mm-hmm.
Do they even work? I know the premise.
The idea works.
The idea works.
You have to for the mister to really be quality, what I noticed was when I was in Phoenix one time
mm-hmm.
in Arizona, where it's, you know, super hot.
But it's dry.
Yes. As you're coming into spots, they would have the mister mixed with the fan that blows down.
Okay.
So it created like a barrier.
Mm.
So when you were walking, it held the AC inside
okay.
because the wind is blowing down.
It's like an air curtain.
It was like an air curtain.
Okay.
Exactly. But with the mister in it. It was sexy. And that was the best one I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That made sense to me.
It doesn't make sense in a humid environment. It just makes it hotter.
It just makes it hotter.
Like, why you got the misters on? That's for, what?
You're already making it soggy.
Can I go inside?
Yeah.
Yeah, the extreme temperatures, I don't feel really prevents anybody from coming.
No.
You know?
Because you'll just sit inside.
You just sit inside. You just make a decision.
It just limits your availability.
Your seating.
Your seating, exactly.
If your patio doesn't have coverage, if you're butt naked in the sun, and the cold,
Same idea.
Let me go real right near the fire.
I want to go inside. Yeah, yes. I want to be warm. I want to, sure, you know, the illusion of warmth, at least.
At least. And we touched upon the snowstorm. And the issue with a snowstorm is it often affects power.
Yes.
A lot of times they'll knock power out. Or there's a travel ban. Mm-hmm. If they're expecting, you know,
they'll
big
make you stay in the house.
They'll make you stay in the house.
So what happens, it goes both ways, though, because sometimes you're already out and about. And, you know, they're like, oh, you know, but then they send you home, but you don't want to leave that bar. And they're like, and the bartender's looking like, yo, we all got to go.
Okay? Yes,
it's
yes.
Time for you to go.
That's what I'm saying.
With me.
Yes. If there's a travel ban, you can't stay open.
Yeah.
But there's some times where it's just a snowstorm.
Yes.
But.
And you were up in Buffalo.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm middle, we call it the Middle East, like, I'm D.C., so we got snow. Let's not, yeah, you know, D.C., New York, we get snow, but New York City, not Buffalo, gets snow. Like, real snow.
Now, here's the issue.
Okay.
When you live in Buffalo, they ain't trying to close for nothing.
See, because they're used to that snow, so let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
Because like I said, we deal with snow, and if it's coming strong, you know, they're sending us home.
If you're open, someone will be there.
I believe it.
Okay.
I believe it.
I personally have driven where I can't see a thing in front of me, but I'm going out.
Yeah.
Nothing stops the party in Buffalo. You're open till 4 a.m. You got these people that have trucks, have 4x4s, have, you know, the salt trucks are out. The plows are out. We lend other towns plows. You can look in the morning and say, oh, my gosh. There's a lot of snow.
You go outside, you turn your car, you let that heat run for a minute, you defrost, you're on the road.
You're on the road. They will sooner close school because of an extreme temperature than snow.
Really?
Yes. School don't close for snow.
And Buffalo doesn't close for snow. Wow.
Because they got the system. They got it down. They used to it.
I feel you.
Okay? You're pogeying. You're doing whatever. It doesn't matter. Nothing stops the train. Nothing stops the party. And if you're open, you're crushing it. Okay? Your bar is crushing it because people will find you. They will come. If you open, they will come.
See?
Legit.
That's what I wanted to know. That's, you know, I mean, because I know, like we said, we talked, like, in the middle, it's... You get that wet snow, that slushy snow, and it kind of comes down, and it has to hit you hard. And then when it hits us hard, we're like, you know, we're closed.
Yeah.
But I wanted to know what a place that is so used to snow,
it would have to be blizzard-like, which means there's a big component of wind, mm-hmm. and it has to come hard and fast where the roads aren't passable safely.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just some regular snow that just accumulates,
they ain't worried about it at all.
They're just, it's like windshield wipers, bro. They just come through with the trucks. They're expecting you at work. Okay? You literally got to say, I ain't coming, but they are expecting you at work. It is awful. I went to State University of New York at Buffalo, SUNY Buffalo. You want to know how many snow days I've gotten? Zero.
Zero.
In my 4 years there.
Wow.
Zero.
And how much snow did you see?
Tons, bro. Tons. We had walkways it's a big school.
Yeah.
It has two campuses. They had walkways. Okay. Whether it's underground, above ground, tunnels, they got you. You don't gotta sit. You don't gotta go outside. They have buildings
like ninjas
connected.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. They got it figured out.
like the ants. Like you know how they did the colony?
Yeah.
They're moving through.
Moving through. It's incredible. But you don't wanna be outside. You don't listen. Back in the day, I'm a Bears fan. I went to see the Bears play at Rich Stadium. And back then they had the aluminum bench seating.
Oh.
That sucks the heat right out of your bum.
Yeah. Ooh.
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 Like almost like Christmas Story, and puts the tongue on the pole kind of
thing. Yes.
Yes.
Yo, it was so cool when the sun went down. I go, I'll be in the car. I don't care how this game ends.
You can have it.
Yo, I'm about to lose a nub. So it depends on where you are. If you're not used to snow, I've seen some places, you know, like you said, not used to snow, they'll shut down in a hurry. So that will really close your restaurant down. But up there, mm-mm. Now, Snowstorms, very similar to the hurricane, and that's where we come in South Florida.
Yes.
Okay.
Got to batten down the hatches.
There you go. Now we're going to get to the nuts and bolts of our experiences mm-hmm. down here with storms and the effect that it has on us. So let's just say a storm's coming.
Mm-hmm.
They're not closing.
No.
They're staring at you going like, we're working tomorrow.
And you're looking at them like, yo, my house.
Yes.
My house needs to be buttoned down.
Needs
okay?
to be buttoned down. They're like, but your schedule says you're supposed to be here. and you're like, okay, I need this job. So I'm going to be here, but y'all going to close early, right? We'll see. Okay. You show up and there are people there. And you're like, what are you people doing
here?
There's a storm coming. Meanwhile, and they had off from their job.
And we know the storm's coming.
You know the storm's okay. coming. No, weatherman says it's coming.
Yeah, we know.
It's no guesswork. We know it's coming.
That is the biggest thing I like. Like, one of the reasons why I moved here, because when I was younger, I almost moved to California.
Mm-hmm.
And the ground moved. And I don't call them earthquakes. I say the ground moved because that's what happened to me. The ground moved under my feet. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Scared you a little bit? A lot of it.
So I came back home within 2 weeks. Okay. And I, over the next couple of years, I figured I kind of want to be in a tropical climate, you know, or just I love this. And I end up being down here and people ask, well, yeah, but you guys have storms there. And I go, yeah, but at least we know they're coming.
Yes. They go, looky here.
I have the option to leave or not.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me the option. Okay. Yes. And I'll stay around.
Earthquake, you got no option. You got no warning.
No warning, no option.
None.
The ground moved.
You're out.
I'm out.
Yeah, they tell you so. And as it comes closer, it might turn. It might not.
Exactly.
You might get the outskirts. Instead of if it's a 5, if the eye doesn't hit you, it might be a 4. If the outer bands doesn't hit you, it might be a 3. If it turns a little bit, it might be a 1. Or
what was the big storm we just had maybe like 2 years ago? And we got lucky. Remember, it was coming. It was coming almost like a 5.
It was coming right up.
It was coming right at us.
Right up the gut.
And in Cuba, it hung over Cuba and then it went up on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And we hit the outer bands and it left us with a 1. And I think it was like a 3 or a 4. It was a strong storm.
It was a strong storm.
It destroyed the West Coast, okay, and left us okay.
It left us okay because originally we were supposed to get it all.
All
like right from the bottom to the top.
Like the punch in the face.
Yo.
Like
the uppercut.
Like Cleveland bus driver.
Yo. It was going to be the uppercut from the Keys up to Jacksonville.
Yeah, it was clean, too.
And then it just kind of, and we were just sitting there with our arms crossed. It's like, oh, man. Let me tell you what happens. Let's walk you through what happens when a hurricane's supposed to come to South Florida. We look at all those islands taking it to the face, and we're like,
Puerto Rico got destroyed, remember?
Yeah, Puerto Rico got destroyed. Barbuda got destroyed. We look at it. Like, remember those NFL highlights
mm-hmm.
that you got
you cringe
jacked
on?
Up? Yeah, like, that you get cringed up?
Yeah.
Pucker up your butthole?
Yes.
Ooh, we looking at them. We're like, oh, we going to get it now. And the storm just kept growing.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a 5.
Yeah. It was huge.
And then you're going to, you start, the first thing to go is gas.
Gas and water.
Once you see lines at the gas station,
fill up.
And then people started to leave. Your friends are like, we're out.
Yeah.
I'm like, Diego, you staying? You going? I'm like, And at the moment, you're considering it.
You're questioning it. Because, your house might be buttoned down, and you know it's coming, so you started buttoning down your house and stuff like that, and you're like,
yo, a 5 is going to take the roof.
You don't want to be there for that.
So you could be like, oh, I got hurricane impact windows and my roof's about down. Yo, a 5 will take everything.
It takes everything.
It's like 300.
Yeah.
Take everything.
Leave them nothing.
Leave them nothing. So you're legitimate scared. All your friends and family are calling you from up north. Are you
Absolutely.
Okay?
Are you coming? Yo, let's book you a ticket, whatever
Yo,
you need.
Flights are starting to dry up.
Flights are flying off the shelf. Okay.
So now you're looking at the path. Where is it going to cross? Where am I going to go? Because normally if it crosses in the middle, you can decide if you want to go up or you want to go down.
Yeah.
Okay? This one was supposed to come all
right
the
way up. And run straight up.
So where are you supposed to go? Yo, people were
You didn't want to be stuck in traffic.
Stranded.
Yeah.
There was so much traffic. geographically, Florida is horrible for evacuation because everyone has to go in up. The same yeah. direction if it goes that way. There's no split.
Yeah.
And you're hearing horror stories. Oh, they're stuck in traffic. They're running out of gas. People on the highway, cars stranded, things like that. Now, we decided to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why, there weren't a lot of avenues to leave.
True.
Did not want to be stuck on the road.
No.
Florida's a long state.
Yeah.
You don't want to drive 5 hours. Well, okay, you don't want to be 10 hours to drive the equivalent of 3.
Exactly.
And then run out of gas. And then gas, you can't replenish and things like that. Florida is a 5.5 hour. Like
from where we're at to the top is 5.5 hours.
Boom.
So,
traffic.
So, and that's 3. Like he said, imagine 3 and it's 10. So you're saying 5.5, it's really 15.
Yes.
To get, and then there's nowhere to get gas because everybody already got the gas. What car do you know can drive up that far?
Correct.
You know, you're SOL.
It's a concern.
Yeah.
So the preferred method for me would be to fly out, but flights would be...
We're ridiculous.
We're ridiculous or non-existent.
Yeah.
And so we're just... I packed a couple bug-out bags. You know, I huddled the ex and the kid here. Say, all right, we're doing this.
We're going to button it down.
We're staying.
Yeah.
But know this. You know, we got our clothes, our shoes, or this and that. You pack everything that can be in Ziplocs, but the industrial Ziploc. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? That you can have dry stuff, you have important things for when this thing goes, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go wherever there's safety. So when it comes to work, then they start to shift needing staff. They're not going to close until the government says you have to close.
So you have, and we're on, so imagine we're on A1A. So what happens is, if you're lucky, the government says, hey, we are evacuating the beach.
Yes.
And then...
And there's a bridge, fortunately.
And there's a bridge. And the bridge... Because the bridge has to go up. So...
The bridge stays up.
The bridge stays up. So...
Nobody off.
So if you're on the island, you're on the island. If you're not, you're not.
Correct.
So the key is... what you want to happen is... It's time to go. Let's go. Okay.
They have to be made to shut down. Yeah. Otherwise, they're looking at you like...
If you don't get that bridge account and you're on and you work on the beach... You got to go to work.
You got to go to work. You got to work. And then, number two, you might be out of power. If you're out of power, you got to close. If you got power, they ain't closing.
They're not closing.
Then they're looking at you like, okay.
There's the boil water alert.
Yes, got to close for that.
Yep.
Now, if you're at work and you're looking at them like, listen, mofos, I got to button my own stuff up.
Yeah.
Okay. And they go, okay, I suppose we'll close. And you start gathering up your stuff. They're like, hold on.
What about here?
Yes. They're like, we got to shut her up. What do you mean we? What do you mean we? So there's this weird dynamic where you really want to have a place to come back to.
Yeah.
You don't want to leave them abandoned and stuff like that. But you guys should have been thinking about that.
Not the last second.
Not at the last second. To like a $2.90 an hour employee to come put up shutters when my place is butt naked. Come on, you gotta do this stuff ahead of time.
Yeah, we should have been putting up shutters in places that are hard to reach automatically.
So automatically.
When you know the storm's coming, those spots should be done immediately. And then the easy access, you can wait for the last minute because that's easy to get to. Yeah, then you're in and out.
Then you're in and out.
Then I have no problem helping you if you did it right.
I got no problem helping you.
If you did it right, I have no problem. But when you're climbing on the ladder and it's already blowing 20-mile-an-hour winds and you're trying to get up there and you're like, hand me this and hand me that, you've lost your mind.
1 year, I don't know if you worked that year. It was a later storm. We were supposed to go to Vegas, but we had to delay.
Oh, I was here for that.
Now, we opened mad late that night. Mad late. And I was pissed. People were coming in because they were on vacation, right? And they're like, oh, what do you mean you're closing? I look at the guy and I said, listen, I have a family. Before you sat down, we told you we were closing.
Yeah.
But you skated in, said you're going to be quick. Now you're spreading out like what's for dessert. I damn near said get out. You know, it's rude.
Yeah.
There are people and lives Absolutely. That need to be tended to. It's not like a vacation
No.
for me.
This is
my life.
This is real life.
Your home, wherever you came from, is
fine.
Is fine. Okay. It's secure.
You might not be able to on your plane, But you're in a big building that's covered. You're watching the storm like, hey, this is cool,
man. You got
a
generator.
Yeah, you got generators. You got it all.
You got it all.
You're watching the storm like, this is pretty cool. This is not cool for me, man.
This is not cool for me. So get out.
Get out. They got to go.
You got to go so I can go. You know, they got these people having me here selling like, and we're not even selling like a whole menu now. We're just selling whatever we can make.
Yeah.
Because they done sent the kitchen home.
Oh, the kitchen's gone. Yo, you're lucky. You might have one person that can, or your chef is in the kitchen and that's it.
That's it. Maybe.
Maybe.
They got the cheapest person in there.
Mm-hmm.
They got the somebody.
Either they got the hourly salary. I mean, they got the salary. Mm-hmm. No hourly because they're not dealing with costs. It's straight salary that's left. Exactly. Maybe a manager, maybe a chef, and that's it.
Yeah. You know, I get it. You want to make the money and things like that because then it could be a boom. The other side of it is.
Oh, it can kill. You can kill it.
You can kill because it.
You're like, just like what we talked about earlier, when you're that one spot open, like on Christmas Day and stuff like that. If you're that one spot open before a storm, people need something to eat. Or if you were that
after the storm.
Let's talk about after the storm now.
Okay, so
you made it through the storm.
Yo.
You made it through the storm.
It's like, it's not unlike Forrest Gump. When he goes out in the storm and that was the safest place to be, and he comes back and now he's catching all the shrimp.
He has all the shrimp.
All the boats are destroyed. That's how it is.
Yes.
If you are open post-storm, and you got your generator, or you're on that block with electricity.
Yeah.
Ooh, you better go to work. Go to work, because you're going to kill it.
You're murdering it.
Yo, people don't care if you don't have this or you don't have that. They'll literally look at you and say, give me what you got, and we're going to take it.
And you're running out of stuff still. Okay?
Fast. You're running out of stuff.
It's a fire sale.
It is. It really is a fire sale. It's like, yo. We got these steaks that have to go.
Yeah.
Because we lost power.
We're cooking them.
They thawed out.
Yep.
They're going.
How you want yours cooked?
Let's go. How you want yours cooked? And they're like, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Bars are perfect.
Yeah.
You ain't got to cook nothing. People are tired of their family. Mm-hmm. They're out.
They're drinking.
They're coming.
Yeah.
Just be open.
Yep.
If you can't open, like you got sand
if you can have some burgers and some hot dogs and your Barbie open, you'll make money. You're killing it, okay? You can just put an old-fashioned grill outside with the charcoal and lay the murder game down.
Yep.
Okay? Yep. Charge people while they're like, hey, these are $3 or $5 and the bar's open.
Bar's open.
You don't even need a kitchen, okay? You're killing it.
You just need some wings and things.
Yes.
Oh, tell me about the pizzerias. Them dudes just kill it.
Oh, yeah, because they got the gas stove. So as long as, if you can put some kind of light, you don't even need real electricity. You just need some kind of light.
You just need light to see how much cheese you're putting on these things.
Yeah, you need to be able to see.
For your food costs.
So during the day, you're golden. What happens is, from that 8, 9 o'clock hour till it gets dark, you're golden.
Yes. Cash only?
Cash only.
Yeah, that's another thing with the storm. Make sure you got cash.
You
got
to have cash, yes.
Because these credit card machines,
they ain't working. You need to have cash. Especially
internet.
Especially if you're able to find gas. You know what I mean? Places like that where if you can find gas after a storm, mm-hmm. you need the cash.
Yeah.
Cash is king. Yes. Make sure before.
You wave your credit card.
If you know a storm's
coming,
you grab, some cash.
Yes. Go to the bank, grab cash. Go to the gas station.
Fill up.
Go to the propane place.
Grab one or two.
Yes.
Because if your grill didn't blow away in the storm, you will be using you'll be using that thing for the next 2 weeks.
I pull my grill inside.
You should if you're smart.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Never cook inside though.
Don't cook inside.
You gonna get that
don't blow your house up. Don't die.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait till after the storm.
Try not to die. And then another reason why you gonna kill it. The weak ones ain't coming into work.
No.
They're calling out.
They already have.
Now, is it call in or call out? We talked about this before.
It depends on where you're at.
It depends on where you are. Up north is call in.
Yeah.
And down here is call out. What's it out west?
I don't know. One of the two. It's only two options.
Let me know. I want to know. I want to take a poll.
Let's know about your weather. Like he said, we talked about Buffalo. We talked about the north.
Yeah.
We talked about the south.
Yes.
Let us know what you guys in the Cali area, what do you guys do when there's an earthquake? How do things flow after natural disasters and kind of give us some feedback. And, you know,
if we get enough feedback, we'll do a part two.
Exactly.
But more importantly, I want to know, do you call into work or do you call out to work and give me a region? Reach out to me on Instagram. I'm at The Modern Waiter Podcast, or write to me and I'll read them on air. TheModernWaiter@gmail.com. And one last thing before we let you go, hurricane parties.
Hurricane parties.
Oh.
Just like snow parties.
But better.
But better.
But better.
But better.
Because snow parties, you generally gonna be all right.
Yeah.
Hurricane party, you might be partying with the last people you see.
You might be.
You running out of ice. If you've never drank hot mixed beverages before, because it's been days. I'm not talking before the storm.
No.
Hurricane parties.
Oh, during the storm, you're okay. During the storm, you're okay too, because your ice is still cold.
Your
yo.
Ice is still cold. You still got food. I'm talking couple days, fridge has been out of power.
Doesn't work, okay. Unless you know somebody with that backup generator, and you're at his house, hopefully.
You're at his house, hopefully, or her house.
Her house. We're at that house that has that backup generator.
Hurricane parties are the funnest, scariest, saddest, most resourceful things you've ever been to. Because you're just pulling together and keeping it together and hanging on by a thread. But you know what? You're drinking the most.
Yeah.
You're drinking the most.
You're doing the damn thing.
Hot beverages.
Yeah.
I have that that Yeti-style cooler.
Oh, it's the best.
It's the best if you don't open it and close it like a doggone fridge.
You have to treat... All right, so what you need is two, okay? You need one that you're getting ice from.
Who's affording two?
Yeah, I'm not talking about two Yetis, but you need to have one, like a normal nice cooler.
Okay.
And that's the one that has ice that you're scooping out of. And then you have your Yeti that's making ice is what we used to call it. Remember, it's making ice.
There's
still
ice in there. I have one, and I make sure that in hurricanes, I pre-chill that bad boy. I bring that temperature down.
Yes.
Because it sits outside. It sits, you know, in the elements.
Yeah.
I need the inside core temperature down.
Because this way, that insulation is even extra.
Even extra. Then I put the ice in it, and I shut it. I button it down. Nobody touches this.
Don't touch this.
Okay?
This is the backup.
And then the rest, I put the survivables in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get your alcohol.
Yeah.
And make sure you get the mixers. If your mixers are sodas, you're screwed if you don't have the cans.
Yeah, well, when there's a hurricane, if you know there's a hurricane coming, go stock up on your liquids, your cans, your stuff like that, because you don't know how many days you're going to be out.
Yes. Water, yeah.
You got to have water.
You got to have water.
You got to have hydration.
What's your plan on the water? What do you do for water?
So what I do is I try to have a bare minimum of two cases. I like to have three, and then I need three or four, if not, of the 2.5. And the 2.5 gallon things, like the little, those are for the bathroom. To flush the toilet.
Okay.
To brush your teeth. You know, to kind of wash your face off in the morning.
You're still going to have active water, though. It's not potable.
How do you know? How do you know there's not a boiler? How do you know that?
If it's a boiler alert, you could still flush. You could still.
True.
Yeah. For me, I get the big 5 gallon jugs.
Oh yes. Okay? I see you with those.
So right now I have one chilling.
Yeah.
If a storm comes, I get another one. It depends on how many people I'm hosting. I'm usually only hosting three total.
Yeah, exactly.
You need a gallon per person per day. You want to say you're going to be out for... I figure I'm going to be butt naked for 5 days.
Yeah, if you can have the stuff for a week, you're pretty okay. Because after a week after, stores are starting to replenish. They're we've got help by then.
Yeah, you got FEMA handing out water and stuff like that. You need 5 days of butt naked.
Yeah.
You're out there. You don't have any help.
And I'm blessed because my uncle lives, and he's in the last hurricane, I stayed with him.
Mm-hmm.
He runs these big high-rises.
Okay.
So... And they're brand new. They always have backup generators. And you kind of go in. It's almost like a hotel.
Mm.
Like you go in, you know, because here you got to park your car somewhere.
True.
So the key is you want to be in a garage. So when the wind is blowing, it's not knocking your stuff back or whatever.
True.
So you got to be able to have your car in a safe spot. So there's no trees or anything falling on it.
True.
And so I button down my house and I usually just go stay with my uncle because he's in one of those higher buildings. So even if they lose power, they lose it to the whole building. Or, like, I remember the first time when we were talking about the storm that came through,
mm-hmm.
when we lost power. Half the building lost power, but the common area had AC, had everything. I was like, you're good to go.
AC?
Yes. It was beautiful.
That's a luxury,
That was a luxury, yo.
That is a luxury.
Yeah, it was awesome.
All right. We're going to wrap it up on there. And thank you so much for joining us once again. We do this for you each and every week here on the Modern Waiter podcast. Look out for Shift Drinks. It is a bonus podcast, so it won't be absolutely every week. But we
try to do it when we can.
Yeah, we do it when you can. And we've been doing well so far.
Oh, absolutely.
And we've been getting good guests, so look out for that. And check out the other podcasts in our network. We are part of the One Star Podcast Network, your one-stop shop for all your restaurant-related podcasts.
We got the girls from the...
The Sidework Podcast, Copper and Heat.
In Your Mouth.
In Your Mouth Podcast.
The Macaroni Zone.
And Confessions of a Server, my man Quaylen.
Yes.
And definitely, if you enjoy our show, a great way to support us is to tell someone else to check out the Modern Waiter podcast. Yeah. Because you listen to the Modern Waiter podcast and it was pretty cool. Boom. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Dan DeVillain. Subscribe, people.
We'll see you next time.
Later.
White sand beaches, water on my feet, money in my pocket. I love it. I roll up in my private jet, VSOP gets me down. I'm running through the town, spending money like I flip pounds. I'm hearing sounds, a screaming honey's coming around. They want to clown, but I gotta make them all frown because my down little